It certainly wasn't the start to the season the Fort St. John Senior Flyers had hoped for, but with a core of new faces, it will take time for the team to establish itself. Playing its second game in two nights, and third this season, the Flyers were bounced 6-2 by the defending Koi Cup champion Dawson Creek Canucks Saturday night at the North Peace Arena. "Dawson is a good team. They're provincial champions," said head coach Andrew Larriger. "We have a lot to work on, but I'm not worried. I like where we're at still." But, as the team finds its identity, it's also one that's in transition, stacked with forwards up front, but short on the back end. "We have some forwards playing, D," added Larriger, who is confident the results will come. "We're getting some guys coming back that thought they were going to be done but want to come back, which is exciting." Saturday night's loss followed Friday's night 3-1 defeat to the Manning Comets. "I noticed the back-to-back last night. We definitely had some sluggish legs," said the head coach. The Flyers also found themselves down a player more than Larriger would like to see, especially in the third when the game became more physical, five minors including a four-minute high-sticking infraction. "It's uncharacteristic of us typically. I mean, we really don't get into that type of a game, but it happens." With the back-to-back losses on the weekend, the Flyers are now 1-2-0, wins-losses overtime losses, on the season. The Canucks are tops in the West Division at 2-0-0. Grande Prairie is next at 1-1-0. Spirit River is 0-3-0, having yet to win a game. Out East, it's the Falher Pirates on top at 2-0-0. The Pirates are in town to play the Flyers this weekend. Manning is sporting a record of 2-0-1. Grimshaw follows at 1-2-0 while the Valley View Jets are 1-1-0. Puck drop for the next Flyers game Saturday is 8:30 p.m. at North Peace Arena.